Are you up to date on technology?
Do you have some tech news you'd like to share with us?
Jerry in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What specific components such as CPU, RAM would you look for in a high performance desktop PC in today's world?
On the air, everywhere.
Tim in Detroit, Michigan.
I want to know if you have any information about 5G on cellular phones.
This is Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
Victor in Buffalo, Missouri.
I found an app. It's pretty handy. I'm a little hard of hearing. The wife hears very good. She's always telling me to turn the TV down. It's T-U-N-I-T-Y. Scan your television with the app. It finds the channel you're watching and plays on your phone.
Dalton in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Dalton.
Aside from malware and viruses, what would be the better computer for everyday user?
Join us by calling right now, 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686.
Because everyday technology should make every day easier, not more complicated, you're tuned into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Erasmo and Horatio in the control room, and you, I hope, at the other end of our phone line, because you asking us about any consumer tech question you may have, or you sharing with us your favorite app these days, or you helping another listener, whatever the case, we just want to hear you on the program and send you prizes for participating. And we got a bunch of cool ones again lined up for you. And all we need to do is hear you on the air. So don't hesitate to join us at the following phone number or the audio option. We want to hear you. It is radio, after all, on the free Into Tomorrow apps. The old-fashioned way, though, still works well, and I sort of hold your hand through the process. You got to dial this number, and you'll see what I mean.
1-800-899-INTO.
And if you're on a cell phone, you probably don't even need the one.
Right, so it's 800-899-4686.
I think you can dial it. It won't hurt, but you don't have to.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. You can save a digit from your digit.
Right.
All right. Dacia in Houston, Texas, welcome into tomorrow.
How do you get a laptop charger?
How do you get a laptop charger? Well, it should have come with the laptop, but you can contact the laptop's manufacturer and see if they can perhaps sell you a replacement. There are many less expensive options, though, so we're assuming that perhaps it got lost or broken or somehow destroyed or something, and you need to replace it.
Or like one of our laptops here in the studio recently, struck by lightning.
That's
laptop
true.
Laptop was fine, thank goodness, but the power supply was shot.
Yes, much rather replace a power supply or a charger, in this case, kind of thing, than the laptop. So we lucked out there. You can usually find a charger online and at brick-and-mortar electronics stores, even, like Best Buy, for example, that will work with your laptop. The three things, Dacia, that you need to look for are the right voltage and the right amperage, which you'll usually find on a label on your old charger if you still have it. Otherwise, you can search for your computer's model on the manufacturer's website and get the information from there. The third thing is the connector itself.
Yeah, some connectors look like a USB plug. Some are square, some are round. They can be different sizes. You need to make sure that you're buying the right one if you're going for a third-party charger. If you can't plug it into your computer, it will not be charging it anytime soon. You know, not all chargers are the same, but you should be able to replace yours without too much effort if you have those three specs.
Yeah, just remember, and again, it's on our website, so you can come to intotomorrow.com, look for the show for the weekend of February 9th, 2018, hour 3. You'll hear and see your call and our answer, because it's really important. You don't want to be using the wrong voltage or amperage, because you could either fry it or it won't even power up.
Right, and you can usually find these replacement power supplies for anywhere between $15 and $30 online,
yeah.
So they're not bad.
They're very inexpensive. In fact, you can often find them with multiple tips. So if you get the right voltage and amperage, and then it has an assortment of tips with it, that's great, because you can probably use it for some other devices. But more importantly, make sure one of the assortment of tips is the one for your laptop. You might bring the laptop into the store with you and just ask for some help. Hey, and I'm looking for this. I need this kind of a thing. You might even have the voltage and amperage on the back of the laptop, on the bottom of the laptop might be listed.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a shame that Radio Shack went out of business, because that's what we used to always tell people, just bring it into Radio Shack. They have everything, but of course you can't really do that anymore.
No, they still have everything. It's just in a cloud.
Yeah.
We have everything, however, more or less, kind of, sort of. Check it out at intotomorrow.com.